Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a sector that employs more than 6 out of every 10 workers in the country, yet only a handful of them ever benefit from government schemes. That is the paradox of India's micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. Why is the MSME sector demanding such urgent policy attention? First, the numbers are staggering. 62% of India's non-agricultural workforce, about 28 crore and 13 lakh people, are employed in MSMEs. These enterprises generate roughly 27 to 30% of the nation's gross domestic product and account for 45% of total exports. On the formal side, 3 crore 94 lakh enterprises have registered on the Udyam portal, while an additional 2 crore 71 lakh informal micro enterprises have obtained an identity through the Udyam Assist platform. More than half of all MSMEs operate in rural areas, meaning that the health of this sector is directly tied to the income of rural India. Yet despite this centrality, the sector is systematically underserved. A 2024 survey by the Small Industries Development Bank of India revealed that merely 13% of Indian MSMEs have accessed any formal government scheme. The reasons are familiar: schemes are tangled in complexity, eligibility criteria overlap, awareness is low, and bureaucratic friction is high. The Niti Aayog report titled "Achieving Efficiencies in MSME Sector Through Convergence of Schemes" cuts to the heart of the problem by identifying 18 central government schemes that overlap in purpose. Let us walk through some of these. In the realm of credit access, 4 major schemes compete for the same pool of small entrepreneurs. The Credit Guarantee Fund Trust for Micro and Small Enterprises, or CGTMSE, offers collateral-free loans backed by a bank guarantee. The Pradhan Mantri Street Vendors Scheme, known as PMSVNidhi, extends microloans ranging from 10,000 to 50,000 rupees to street vendors. The Mudra Program, standing for Micro Units Development and Refinance Agency, categorizes loans into Shishu, Kishore and Tarun, covering amounts from 50,000 up to 10 lakh rupees. Finally, the Pradhan Mantri Employment Generation Program, or PMEGP, provides subsidy-linked term loans for setting up new units. Although each scheme targets a slightly different segment, an entrepreneur often cannot discern which one fits best without external help. Skill development schemes present a similar picture of duplication. The Pradhan Mantri Vishwakarma Kaushal Samman, or PM Vikas, focuses on traditional artisans, while the broader Skill India mission under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship runs parallel programs. In addition, the MSME Ministry runs technology upgradation schemes, and the Khadi and Village Industries Commission runs its own artisan programs. Each initiative has its own eligibility matrix, training partners and certification processes, creating an administrative burden without necessarily delivering superior outcomes. Technology and modernization schemes also overlap. The Technology Upgradation Fund scheme targets the textile sector, lean manufacturing competitiveness for SMEs encourages process efficiency, and the Digital MSME scheme pushes digital adoption. Yet their scopes intersect without clear differentiation. To untangle this web, the report recommends a two-pronged convergence strategy. The first prong is information convergence. Imagine an AI-powered centralized digital platform that brings together all 18 schemes in a single searchable interface. Such a portal would let an MSME answer a simple questionnaire and instantly see which schemes it qualifies for, track the status of applications across ministries, and operate on a unified MSME identity built on the existing Udyam registration. This mirrors what the Open Credit Enablement Network and the Account Aggregator Framework are achieving for financial data, creating interoperability layers that slash friction. The second prong is process convergence. Here the aim is to harmonize the design of similar schemes. Eligibility criteria would adopt common definitions for enterprise size, turnover, and employee count. Documentation would be standardized, with the Udyam registration serving as the sole proof for all schemes. Disbursement mechanisms would be unified, ideally using direct benefit transfer wherever possible, and monitoring would rely on common metrics. The report also proposes a dedicated marketing wing within the MSME Ministry to help enterprises crack export markets, a persistent weakness despite the sector's 45% share of exports. A quick look at the Udyam portal helps us understand the foundation of this unified identity. Launched on July 1, 2020, it replaced the older Udyog Aadhaar system and introduced self-declaration using PAN and Aadhaar, eliminating the need for inspector visits or certificate fees. The 2020 revision added a turnover-based definition alongside the investment-based one, correcting the earlier misclassification of enterprises that have high sales but old, depreciated machinery. For those informal micro-enterprises that cannot file income tax returns, the Udyam Assist platform offers an Aadhaar ID, already covering 2.71 crore businesses. Despite a more than threefold increase in government spending on MSMEs, from 6,717 crore rupees in FY2019-20 to 22,094 crore rupees in FY2023-24, the outcomes have lagged. Formal credit coverage remains at just 13%, forcing the majority to rely on informal moneylenders charging 24-36% interest. Even with CGT MSE's collateral-free guarantee, over 70% of MSME bank loans still demand collateral in practice. On the bright side, digital payments have surged, more than 70% of MSMEs now accept UPI, up from less than 20% in 2019. Why does the formal credit gap persist? The International Finance Corporation and the World Bank estimate a gap of 30 to 40 lakh crore rupees. First, information asymmetry hampers banks. Most MSMEs lack audited financials, making credit assessment difficult. Second, collateral scarcity means entrepreneurs cannot pledge property. Third, many MSME clusters are located in regions with limited branch banking. Fourth, after the non-performing asset crisis of 2,1519, public sector banks have grown riskovers. Technology offers promising bridges. The account aggregator framework lets MSMEs share GST returns, bank statements, and UPI transaction histories as cash flow proof, reducing reliance on collateral. The trade receivables discounting system, or TREDS, enables enterprises to discount invoices from large buyers before maturity, unlocking working capital. And the Open Credit Enablement Network creates a protocol for embedded digital lending across platforms. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The MSME sector contributes 27-30% of GDP and 45% of exports, employs approximately 28 crore people, and accounts for 62% of the non-agricultural workforce. Registrations stand at 3.94 crore on the Udyam portal and 2.71 crore on the Udyam Assist platform. 51% of MSMEs are rural. Formal credit reaches only 13%, while the formal credit gap is estimated at 30-40 lakh crore rupees. The 2020 Udyam definitions classify micro enterprises as having investment up to 1 crore rupees and turnover up to 5 crore rupees, small enterprises up to 10 crore rupees investment and 50 crore rupees turnover, medium enterprises up to 50 crore rupees investment and 250 crore rupees turnover. Key credit schemes include Mudra with its Shishu, Kishore and Tarun limits, CGT MSE's collateral free guarantee, PMEGP's subsidy-linked loans, and PM Swanidhi's street vendor microloans. Technology solutions encompass account aggregators, TREDS and OCEN. Now, How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Niti Aayog report's identification of 18 overlapping schemes and the twin convergence recommendation, information convergence via an AI-driven portal and process convergence through standardized eligibility, documentation and DBT disbursement. Keep the Udyam portal definitions and the Udyam Assist platform details at hand. Recall the credit schemes, CGTMSE, Mudra, PMEGP and PMSVNidhi, and the technology enablers, TREDS, Account Aggregator and OCEN. For mains, you may be asked to critique the structural barriers that keep only 13% of MSMEs linked to formal schemes, or to evaluate the progress of financial inclusion from Mudra to Account Aggregators, or to argue for rationalizing centrally sponsored schemes in the MSME space. In an interview scenario, you could be asked to outline a 24-month implementation plan for the convergence recommendations without disrupting existing beneficiaries. In closing, the Niti Aayog's convergence blueprint seeks to transform a fragmented, underserved ecosystem into a cohesive, digitally empowered engine of growth, one that can truly harness the potential of 62% of India's workforce and drive inclusive, rural development.